100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone out there. It's me, Lawrence Simon, 100 Word Stories, weekly challenge. Are you ready for it? I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it? I'm always ready for it. But are you ready for the weekly challenge? This week, on the topic of have you ever? You got a lot of stories in this week, so I should just shut the hell up and let you listen to them. And it's going to be good. And it's going to get you through the day. Have your coffee. Have your juice. Have your little breakfast burrito or waffle taco or whatever the heck. What are you eating for breakfast this morning? Put it up on the comments. While I'm waiting for you to put on the comments, how about I put on some stories piping hot straight from the grill. First up, John Musico.
Have you ever, by John Musico, have you ever dreamt that you woke from a dream and then truly woke and things aren't what they seem? Have you ever seen someone that looks like you and wondered if instead you look like him is true? Have you ever realized when all wants are obtained, you once again will feel that you cannot gain? Have you ever seen if you live only for tomorrow, then today is never, and what you get is only sorrow? Have you ever found someone worse off than dead, and that he wished that he were you instead?
Thank you, John, but nope, I've never done any of that. Oh well, let's move to the next person. Let's see if they've got, have you ever, and you know, you're asked. We could treat that as this. Have I ever done any of this? That could be a way I could react instead of the same old, okay, take it away, or all right, you're next. You know, the same old shit every week. But I babble. It's you. You're the ones who come up with the creative stuff. Woo! Get the oxygen down there. I'm not coughing as much. I'm getting better. Just takes a damn long time to get this out of your system, man. Ah, you know, I'm going to get into your system. Who's next? Who's next on the list? Hold on, let me check. Yeah, I know James Garner's dead. Give me a break. Jeffrey Fisher. Here's Jeffrey.
Hello everyone, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here with a couple of stories for you for week 430. My first story is called Traveling is Broadening. Have you ever seen the Northern Lights, she asked, or gone down the Amazon in search of exotic life? I tapped on my computer monitor. Why, yes I have. With a fiber optic line, I can see them any time I want. That's not seeing a place, that's something completely different. You really need to get out and see the world for yourself. Because I couldn't let myself be shamed by a woman, I went on vacation for the first time in years. I saw the Northern Lights, and I froze myself silly. I went down the Amazon, where I was bitten by an exotic snake. There was no anti-venom, and I died. So the whole thing was a little bit of a bad news, good news scenario. The bad news is that going places can kill you. The good news is that it turns out there's an afterlife. Pull up a chair and I'll tell you all about it. My second story is called Watching the Evening News. Make no mistake about it, the border is secure. I watched the president wag his finger at me on the TV screen before the producer cut to images of thousands of children crossing the unguarded border. Have you ever heard such crap in your life? I said to my wife. She was doing the wise thing and avoiding the evening news. Sure I have. Let's see. There's, if you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan. Followed by, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Then there was, I interrupted. Point taken. I turned off the television and picked up a book. At least the book was labeled fiction. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back with more stories next week.
Thank you. Sorry. Thank you, Jeffrey. I was just thinking about something that's in the news all over. Man, this is going to really set off tensions, but it's the corn that I made last night. I used breading, I used butter, and I did it wrong. I boiled it, then I put the butter on, and it was melted butter, so it just went right off, and I should have let it cool, but I'm going to learn. And I'm going to get a cast iron skillet so it's done right, instead of a large pie plate. You need the skillet. And you need to prep it with, like, lard or something. But I'll get it right. I will get it right. Next week. Not this week. I already did this week. I don't need more corn. Oh, my God. So, what? Okay, let's go with Richard. Okay, here we go. Richard. See, I say here we go a lot, too. Let's get our pants. No, I've done the pants thing before. I need a new writer. Anyone want to volunteer?
Good morning. Have you ever sat in front of a computer talking into a microphone and wonder if anybody's listening to this? Anyway, what does it matter? Here are some stories. This is George's story, part 63. It's called Irony. Finally, things seem to be taking a turn for the better. George's precarious crawl along the ducting brought him into a large room behind the rhino's enclosure. Once he was sure it was safe to do so, he dropped to the floor. The room turned out to be a viewing area where visitors to the zoo could see the animals at close quarters, although George felt that getting close to the beasts was much overrated. "Have you ever thought about adopting a rhinoceros?" asked a sign next to the cage. "You have to be joking," he muttered under his breath. Second story this week is called Blah Blah Blah. Have you ever listened to anything I say to you? The strident voice irritated me, but I didn't answer. I wasn't listening. This was the normal state of affairs. She nagged, whined, complained, and ranted, whilst I steadfastly ignored everything she said. I was conscious of the hectoring tones, but other than that, I really had no idea what she was saying to me. To be honest, even if I had given her an answer, she wouldn't have listened to me either. And so it continues. She yammers, I blank her. It works. In many ways, it's a perfect marriage. This next story is called... I did have a title for this, but somehow I've forgotten it. Have you ever walked into a room only to wonder why on earth you were there? No matter how hard you try, you've completely forgotten. You've fallen victim to the memory leech, a strange creature that feasts upon short-term memories, sucking them through your ears, leaving you bemused and slightly embarrassed, irritated by your inability to complete such a simple task as whatever it was you intended doing. Then, a week or so later, the memory leech, filled to bursting, farts out bloated, superfluous memories, and you jolt awake in bed, suddenly recalling exactly where you left your spectacles. I thought I had another one for you, but, it's gone. Don't know where it is. Never mind. I'll, forget about it, and speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. Folks, tell Richard that you are listening. He wants to know that you're listening. Is he just speaking into the void? go to the comments, go to whatever social media, look him up in the phone book, and let him know. You want to write him an email? Fine. For once in my life, you email me with a note, I'll forward it to them if you want to keep it private. You coward. Let the world know. Let them know that you're listening to Richard. I'm not the only one asking. Do it for Richard. Thank you, Richard, for dragging these shadows out from the darkness and let us see their grimy, pimple-covered, greasy faces. God, if there's an 8-year-old listening to this, I'm going to feel like such an asshole. What? Oh, it's time for Tura. Okay. Tura, save me from myself, please.
Once I got the idea, in the end I had to do it. The doctor had just called it autoelectrolithophilia, as if making up a Greek word was an answer. I tried yoga, but it was useless. Surgeons refused to do anything, but I found one who would. He offered to just lift the skin off, but I knew that wouldn't be enough. Skin, muscles, bones, it had to be the whole thing. He talked about artificial arms, but I didn't care. I just had to have the arms off, so that at last... Have you ever tasted your own elbows?
Thank you, Tura. Wow. Wow. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Put that one up in lights, folks. All right, let's keep going here. We got Lizzie waiting. Lizzie wants to know if you're listening. Tura wants to know if you're listening. John Musico wants to know. Tom wants to know. Spate, Zach, Norval, Joe, Dionysus, Danny, Muncie, Chelsea, Serendipity, Julie. Everyone wants to know. Come on out. Let's call a ceasefire. Look, Hamas isn't involved in this. It's a true ceasefire. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Come out. For humanitarian purposes, let them know you're listening. I mean, Rhiannon's going to post, obviously, but still, let them know. Yordi, you out there? Who else are out there? Caleb, you still ratting all around? Come on. Put down the pizza and talk, man. It's not for me now. It's for Richard. Think of Richard. Okay, you actually think of Lizzie, because Lizzie is next.
Have you ever written a letter so filled with passionate love that years later you simply cannot believe it was you who wrote it? Asked the old man, the most recent addition to the prison system. Nope. Where I come from, we don't write love letters. Heck, we don't write at all, replied the seasoned cellmate. Will you write her love letters now that you're here? The old man sighed so deeply that his cellmate thought he was having a heart attack. You killed her, didn't you? Asked the cellmate. Love, continued the old man, and he looked outside, nostalgically. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
People, that's Lizzie calling out for a letter filled with love for the stories that you hear this week. Could it be any louder? Could it be any clearer? Thank you, Lizzie, for making that perfectly clear and letting people know. Speak up. Say something. Come out from your hiding places. Get out of your little terror tunnels or your basements. And let them know that you like their stories. Or if you don't like their stories, let's say you think Planet Z's story this week is a piece of shit. Fine, say it. Let's say that you've got issues with something that Zachman says. Fine, let him know. Or maybe you're tired of Tom and his whatever, the updates. because you don't want people to keep score. You just want people to do it for the enjoyment of it. Fine. Or let's say you like the updates. You like the monkeys. Send me a photo of a monkey. Maybe we'll do that instead of photos of cats from now on. Let people know. So thank you, Lizzie. Oh, and speaking of Tom, here he is.
Hello, my people. Tom here, and I've got 5 stories tonight. The first one, short shrift. Have you ever? No, I have not. And quite frankly, I find the question insulting. I would expect a person of your breeding and your station to be more discreet with your inquiries. Sorry, Your Grace, but given the hour, needs supersedes all vanities. The bishop turned to the light falling into the cell. The ring of hammers echoed off the square below. Vanity is all that keeps me sane, Leonardo. That will be ill defense standing before the throne. The sound of the trap door broke the bishop's final resolve. Continue. Have you ever broken the 7th commandment? Story 2, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 59. Have you ever seen such a sorry sight? Said Mrs. Parsons to the good ladies of the Gear Guild. Like pigs in the sty, best we end that wallowing. They moved carefully across the slippery surface as the storm increased. Meanwhile, in the pit, El Cid and the doctor managed to draw down on each other, only to find the rain had rendered the rail guns useless. So they turned them end over end and beat each other with the butts. When this failed to produce adequate damage, they grabbed each other by the neck and toppled back into the mud. Story 3. To have. Have you ever swallowed the worm from a tumbler of tequila? Have you ever made love on a moving commuter train? Have you ever jumped off a cliff? Have you ever smoked a Cuban cigar in a Turkish prison? Have you ever baked a cherry pie? Have you ever told Andy Warhol he sucks? Have you ever sang in public in nude? Have you ever led a high-speed police chase? Have you ever run out of luck? Have you ever held a baby, kissed the earth, prayed for one more day? Have you ever taken a final breath? I have. Story 4. Life is like a box of squirrels. Have you ever had a Forrest Gump moment? It's often confined to a personal interaction with the President of the United States. So I'm in the West Wing with about 120 bright, shiny teenage Republicans. President Richard Nixon bounds into the room and starts asking questions from us kids. Being gifted with a voice which will cut over anything less than a row of jackhammers, I ask the following. Do you see a chance for a renewed relationship with the Red Chinese? The president actively scanned the room for my face. He then looked over to Halderman, who merely shrugged. And the last story.
Have you ever? No, hardly ever.
Sang out the chorus. No, 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 roared Gilbert. This isn't working. I'm not the one who thought it would be great fun to do a musical version of Hamlet, returned Sullivan, as he penciled in changes to the score. It's not the words, it's the tempo. Good God, you want it faster, don't you? Human beings can't sing that fast. Then get me some non-human singers. The next day, a flock of parrots were brought in. Now that's more like it. Smiled Gilbert. Sullivan just shook his head. And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. A lot of stories, a lot of things to ponder, a lot of folks wanting to hear from you out there listening. Where are you listening? Are you on one of those Stitcher people that there were like 700 or some on playlists that have this? Probably 700 playlists by the same person, and then I never use mine, I admit it. I can't play it in the car, I don't play it at work, I use Pandora, and unfortunately I still use iTunes for it. But still, What do I use iTunes for? My favorites are listed up on the site of the stuff that I listen to when I can. I don't, I have to delete batches and batches and batches now because I don't have the time for it. But still. Okay, I've been watching Mad Men all this week. Man, that Pete jerk and Roger, ugh, they just, whatever. Everyone sucks on that show, except for Joan. She's the saint among all those sinners, I think. And just, whatever. Peggy, eh, I'm not so sure. What? Oh, let's move to our next reader, which is Spade.
Hey, Spadey here with a 100-word story called Going Downhill. And here it is. Have you ever had that feeling when you just know things are not gonna end well? Like when you borrowed your brother's rickety 26-inch 3-speed with the rusted handbrakes. The ride up the hill was great using that first gear, but here you go, down the other side, picking up speed faster and faster, squeezing useless brake handles, careening out of control until you're facing the choice of being plastered onto the back of the ice cream truck you were chasing or plowing through Mrs. Thornton's prize blue roses. And that's what turning 57 felt like to me.
There are some days that look so bright.
There are some lies that seem so dark.
How could you walk against the wind?
How could you stop to go around?
You never know which road to take.
One never knows which way goes down.
We look at backwards to the shore.
Are you ready for the fight?
Thank you, Spade. 57, man. I'm looking forward to that one day. Looking forward to... Nah, screw it. I'm just going to eat fries and burritos. Die of a heart attack at 49, man. Bring it on. Speaking of which, I need to go get a burrito. Where's the nearest Taco Bell? I haven't been to a Taco Bell in ages. I haven't been to a KFC in ages. I totally missed out on the opportunity this week. I'm going to do a Taco Bell. I am going to just stink up the place, man. But before that, let's get this done. I've got laundry going. Let's move on to Zach, man. Feel the love, man. Feel the love.
Have you ever felt like Captain Courageous? No, but I have felt Captain Courageous by accident. I know it might be a lame claim to fame, but it is true. I was just leaving the bank when Mr. Fabulous threw a car at a bank robber. And when the Tiny Tykes Cozy Coupe bounced off him, it hit me, pushing me into Captain Courageous. I, or rather my hat, touched her skin. Turns out she has an allergy to felt. That's why I no longer wear a fedora. That, and I found out I have a wool allergy, too.
Thank you, Zach, man. Some words of wisdom. Nope, wait, forgot him. What? Oh, okay. When's my laundry going to be ready? Let me just check here. Let me get the timer. Oh, it's going to be in less than a minute. So, I'm going to go get the next load of laundry. I try to get them all done on Sunday morning. I should have done them yesterday. And I'm also washing all the bed linens. Make sure everything's nice and neat. I just want everything perfect. And then the cats are going to knock crap all over. Whatever. We've got one of those shark vacuum now. The shark vacuum? Instead of the Dyson or the Oreck. The shark works actually pretty well. Let's see how long it lasts. What, a week? Two? Anyway. You know what sucks up your praise better than a shark vacuum? Marvel Joe! Let's hear what he's up to these days.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 430, with a prompt of, have you ever? I'm recording here at my daughter's house in Colorado, in the living room, so there might be some background noise. But that's okay. I'm having fun. So let me find my story and I'll read it to you. Let's see. Here we go. 430. Have you ever? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to live another's life? Have you ever walked in the proverbial other man's shoes and then later worried he might catch your athlete's foot fungus? Have you ever put on another man's clothes but thought, no way am I going to wear his underwear? Have you ever peeled the skin off your best friend's face, stuck it to your own with self-adhesive Velcro, and went to his house after work to see if you could fool his wife? No? Then there's no way you can understand where I'm coming from. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norville Joe. Now I know to lock the doors and cover my face. You're not stealing my face, man. I stole this fair and square. It's not Velcro, it's Snap-on. So, thank you, Norville Joe. Some of the laundry wasn't done yet, so I had to run it again. I haven't put some of the stuff away. I gotta hang up the shirts, blah, blah, blah. I don't count the shirts, because that, you know, it's not as exciting. So, thank you, Norville Joe. And let's go with Dionysus. A lot of people send in their stories late, so things may be a little humble-jumbled, but we'll get through it, okay? So here's Dionysus, and then we'll figure out from there.
Hi, this is Dionysus Close with four stories based on Have You Ever? The first one is called The Ghost's Story. Being a dead king was better. Almost as soon as he was dead, Hamlet realized that it was just what he'd always wanted. How better to serve Denmark than to float around unseen? It was fun as well to move somebody's bodkin and watch them try to find it. He got an admittedly creepy thrill, spying on his worthless, overeducated son's cute girlfriend. No more hiding behind an arras. Sadly, his whole perspective changed when he floated in one night on the queen and his brother in bed together. He got a perverse thrill, but then they started talking about how he died. That ruined everything. The next story is called Interview. Have you ever actually loved? He asked. When you go home to your wife, you look like someone with a wife, and she greets you at the door as she sweetly murmurs your name and kisses or maybe fondles you. Your desire is telling you to end the nothingness, this horrible desire. Isn't your poor little object of desire prepared for annihilation? But your love loves itself more than anything. You refuse to acknowledge your absolute desire to annihilate that very desire by annihilating its object. The difference between you and me is that I honor desire. On a lighter note, the next story is called Romantic Comedy. Have you ever opened your soul to infinite becoming? She asked. It was an odd question from a call girl. I stopped dressing and looked at her. I don't know what that means, I said. Soul. It's okay, she said. You seem kind of smart, so... Seemed? I laughed. Sorry. She had an innocent laugh. I'm taking a philosophy class, she shrugged. I said, it's not very safe. Philosophy? I laughed. Maybe. I meant this. We were both quiet. Finally, I asked her, want to get something to eat or a coffee? Discuss infinite becoming? Off the clock? She asked. That's how I met your mother. And the last story is called Changes. It was the day she told us she was getting married. Everyone else, our parents and her new fiancé, had gone to bed. My sister and I were sitting in the dark on the porch. "This is a big change for you," I said. She'd be 37 in May. "Have you ever noticed things?" she asked. "Things?" "Yeah," she answered. "Everything has an emptiness around it. Inside, too. Nothing is meant to last. Everything changes." 2 years later, she was killed. Darren fell apart and left for who knows where. Little D's with us now. Everything changes.
Thank you, Dionysus. I just hung up all the laundry, so getting into the groove here. Let's keep going. Danny? Danny is back. All right, let's see what Danny's got. Thank goodness I've got the adult tag or the explicit tag or whatever tag on this show. Why do I have it? Just in case. Besides, if you've got an 8-year-old listening to this stuff, there is something wrong with you. Really?
It's 10 hours.
Oh, thank you, robot. I better keep moving.
Hello, I'm back with Weekly Challenge. Have you ever? I mean, I've been gone a couple of weeks. I don't know what the number is. Okay, I'm sorry. But, well, I'm back anyway, and here's this week's entry, so enjoy. Have you ever wondered what constitutes a rant on Facebook? I have come to the conclusion that any rant on Facebook must contain the word fuck. Otherwise, it's just not a rant. Well, maybe a rant without the word fuck is considered by the rest of the world not born and raised in New Jersey to still be considered a rant, but for the rest of us born and raised in New Jersey, you just cannot consider any rant a real rant without repeatedly screaming the word fuck on the top of your lungs. There, I finally covered a topic. And if you're upset about my obscene use of the word fuck, then, you know, come to DannyDwyer.wordpress.com and scream at me in writing, in all caps, with exclamation points. You can pretend you're from New Jersey, but I assure you, being born and raised in New Jersey, I will be able to tell if you're lying to me. So, you know, be sincere with your fuck-laden rants, okay? That's all I ask. You know, and we'll leave it at that. Have fun. Come visit me. See you soon. And thanks for listening.
Thank you, Danny. I am not from New Jersey, so I'm not even going to try. Do we need a topic of New Jersey at some point? Do we? I think we do. I think we do. So what I'm going to do is go to the stack. And go to the next one is this, and we hit edit, and we put it in the stack, and there. That's pretty much all your other topics suck. All right, so there you go. All right. New Jersey is now in the queue. It will probably arrive sometime in 2016. There are just so many good topics. No, really, there are so many good topics. I put a list of them to let you know what's coming, although I'm letting the next one go, even though it turns out I'm not so sure about it. But we'll see. We'll see how it works. And they're all single words. I haven't done anything. Oh, no, New Jersey is two words. But no, it's one concept. But I may throw in some. Try to suggest some phrases like this one, have you ever? And we'll see if we can shuffle a few things around. Okay? So, what? All right, let's go with Muncie. And we're coming on the home stretch here. Vroom, vroom.
Greetings, Captains Fantastic. Munsey here, story in hand and ready to amuse you. For certain values of the word amuse. Y'all ready for this? Privacy by Chris Monroe. Have you ever felt you were being watched? Because you are. As you know, if you follow me on Twitter, friend me on Facebook, or read my blog. I've also mentioned it via Tinder, YouTube, and Pinterest. It's kind of a pet issue of mine. I worry deeply about privacy issues. Which is, in fact, the subject of my new podcast, which I'll debut in the new year. We've rented a theater space for recording, so anyone who wants can come in and take part in the dialogue. It's an important issue, after all. We have to protect our privacy. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munsey Munsey. That's me for the week, Captain's Fantastic. And with that, I leave you to your cold, bleak, World Cupless lives.
Thank you, Munsey. Excuse me. I'm not feeling very Captain or Fantastic at the moment. I've run out of coffee. Even worse, my little fill-your-owns. You got to put them in the little bullet chamber and all that, load them in, and take out the holder. And the problem is, if you forget to put the holder in, you make a mess. I did it again. So what I did is I went and bought those little cuppy ones, the little ones, that you don't have to take out the base. Works much better. So all that money I wasted on those roll-your-owns. Whatever. You live, you learn, you get the cast iron skillet. Next, well, Munsey helped Chelsea get her story recorded, I think. Or maybe she did on her, and it's just, you know, they were hanging out, and it's like, hey, I'm over here at the mulch shop, you know? Archie, no! So, I don't know. Here's Chelsea. Or is it Munsey? I lost track.
Have you ever, by Chelsea. Have you ever been absolutely terrified of something, but just couldn't put your finger on what it was? Fingers creeping up your spine, heart beating like a racehorse on the home stretch, mind racing from one thing to another so fast that you can't latch on to a thought? I have, all the time. But at the end of the day, anything could be out there in the dark. Cat, roommate, neighbor, serial killer, ghost of a loved one, giant man-eating spider. Really no telling what's out there in the dark, and sometimes I really am terrified.
Thank you, Chelsea. Somebody sent me a headline of the WNBA All-Stars. The WNBA still exists? Damn. Alright, I'm all out of ideas, folks. I could just babble on and on and on and on, but really, what's the point? Florida jury awards $23 billion punitive damages against R.J. Reynolds for someone smoking. Nobody is worth $23 billion. Nobody. The 1%, you're down here. But we're going to go ahead and reward you. Because, remember, it's punitive. And I don't know where that money goes. Then they'll probably say, now you're taking money away from Kraft and the cheese. Talk about human shields. We still make tobacco? Really? We still grow it? Really? Really? It's 2014? We're not past that yet? Okay, let's cheer things up with serendipity. Maybe this will be about a mass murder or a molesting of octopus.
Have you ever been afraid? So afraid, your heart pounds and your hands become clammy with sweat. Have you ever tried to scream and been so terrified the sound dies in your throat? Your legs, paralyzed, try to run and fail. Have you ever experienced the creeping fear that the shadow on the corner really is moving closer? That the clawed hand really is reaching for your leg from beneath the bed? And that the darkness holds demons that will terrorize your sleep? Have you ever been truly afraid? Ah, but you will. I'll make damn sure that you are.
Thank you, Serendipity. That cheered me right the hell up. Ah, I feel so good now. I feel so positive I can face the world. In fact, hold on, TacoBell.com. I'm going to run for the border. I'm going to run for the freaking border. Bring in my... Oh, wait, that's the wrong zip code. Hold on. That's in the middle of freaking nowhere. Come on. There we go. All right, there's one. Oh, there's one in the Galleria. You know what? I may just go to the Galleria on a Sunday. There's one on Holcomb. A little past Kirby. I could go there. I could go there. There's one on Bel Air. One down there on Richmond. I could go there. We'll see. But I'm going to do Taco Bell. Screw it. I've earned it. I have earned Taco Bell. Don't disagree with me. It's something you wouldn't understand. Julie, however, I think you're going to understand perfectly. Ready? Here she is.
Julie, with my offering for weekly challenge number 430. Wow, 430, that's a lot of stories. Anyway, this is I Am the Earth, I Am the Sea. Her tiny tombstone, oddly shapen, shiny shard of anthracite, pressing from the earth. And wild clover, dwarfed by the monolithic, respectable pillars of grandfathers and portly matrons, and us, Mommy, John, Julia, Jackie, we four, Stu's old guitar entombed in the worn case, it's still in tune, his paintings enshrined, he would have been an artist without me. From the weathered docks, the gray gulls swoop to and from the sea. The wind and ocean bring it back to me. My mother, my best friend, my life, all cut short, I won't recall. In my life, I've loved them all. Thanks again for listening, and thank you, Lawrence. And I hope you guys have a great day.
I am going to have a great day. I am. Thank you, Julie. You people are going to have a great day. We're all going to go get Taco Bell today. All of us, every one of us, go to TacoBell.com, put in your zip code, boom. If you're off in England or Scotland or Botswana or whatever, let me know. I'll FedEx some Taco Bell to you. It's Taco Bell Day. I give up. Let's do it. And no, they're not sponsoring this. And even if it's just one simple soft taco, it's like a buck. Really? Can't afford? And if you don't want to have it yourself, go get the taco, then find a homeless person and give them the taco. And if they look and say, I just want the money. You know what? Throw the taco in their fucking face. Because all they want is drugs and alcohol. Give them the taco. Give them the chance. Give them the chance that so many didn't have without tacos. What? All right, Planet Z.
Remember when Cinderella lost her glass slipper? Why didn't she take it off and toss away the other glass slipper? Ever try to run in one high heel? Or even one low heel or a flat? There's something weird about trying to run with one foot bare. Ever try it? Try it right now. Take off a shoe and try to run. It feels weird, doesn't it? You just want to take off your other shoe and toss it away. So do it. Take off the other shoe. Toss it away. Maybe your prince will come too. With your shoes.
And there you have it, another week of 100 Word Stories, the weekly challenge topic of Have You Ever. Have you ever left a comment letting these people know how much you appreciate them? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, leave a comment. Share it on Facebook, Google+, whatever, Pinterest, in between all the lovely little frilly things. I don't know. Next topic is Boggle. I will see you all next week. Except for Jim Garner. It was Jim Garner, right? James Garner? Yeah. Thank you very much for all the things you did. Not only Jim Garner, but you out there. The writers, the listeners, the recorders. Thank you all for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.